Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM 8:51, Tuesday morning on KSJE. It's time for our weekly Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to speak with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is joining us live from the shelter this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How is everything down there today? Still pretty full?
Unfortunately, we're still pretty full. We had a great adoption event in July, but we're still really, really full, so we still need people to come down and adopt some dogs.
All right. Very well. Let's take a look at some of the dogs and cats that are available at the shelter this week. You've got Rusty on the list.
Yes, Rusty is a four-year-old lab mix. He does great walking on a leash and enjoys walking in the park. Rusty is not the best with other dogs, so he would prefer to be the only pet in the home and get all the love and attention he can.
Okay. Looks like that's easy to do with a face like that.
Yes, absolutely. He's adorable.
Very good. There you go. That is Rusty. He is available this week at the shelter. Also, Erin is down there waiting patiently.
Patiently, she is. Erin is an 11-month-old mixed breed. She's easygoing. She's on the medium size, so she's not real big, adorable, sweet. She loves going on the leash, and she does great with other dogs and loves her people friends. So you just got to come down and meet her. She's waiting to meet you and waiting to find her forever home.
Okay. All right. Very good. That is Erin, available at the shelter this week. And let's talk about some of the cats that are available. You're still pretty full with cats, too, I think. Aniston is there.
Yes, Aniston is a stunning, if you can see her picture, she almost looks like a kitten, but she's not. She's 3 years old. She's a Russian blue, very sweet, she's kind of got that mischievous look on her face.
Yes, she does.
She loves the kin scratches and getting lots of attention, so you got to come down and meet her because she's just an adorable, cute cat.
There you go. All right, very good. And last but certainly not least is Nicole.
Nicole is a sweet one-year-old calico. She was in our social room with other cats, so she can adjust to being in a home with other cats. She just would like for you to come down and meet her and take her home, and she will be your best friend and your lap warmer in the winter, and just chill out and sunbathe in the summer.
All those important jobs. Okay, she's
absolutely
ready.
She's got them all down.
very good. Well, excellent. And you mentioned the adoption event that you had during the month of July. I hope that helped find some new homes for some of the animals that were at the shelter, because you were pretty full in July as well. But how did that go?
Yes, we had 265 adoptions from July 11th to July 31st. So it was an amazing event, a great turnout. We thank everyone who came out and adopted, but again, we still have some dogs here that are looking for their forever home. So if you didn't make it, please come down. We've still got some discounted adoption fees. They're not as low as that event, but they're still discounted. So come down and meet one of these amazing dogs and take them home, like Rusty and Erin, because Rusty's been here for quite some time, so he needs to find a home.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do about that. If folks can come down and take a look. And again, you're open, 11:30, correct, later on today?
Yep. 11:30 to 5:30. We're now open 7 days a week again, so come down and see us. We're always here.
Good. Good to know. And if you still can't get into the door, you can check out the online website. What is it? Petango.com, correct?
Yes. You can see all of our available animals, dogs and cats, at Petango.com. Just put in our zip code for the Farmington, and it'll pull them all up. We've gotten really good at making sure there's some really cute pictures, so you know they're smiling, so they can attract you to come on in.
Perfect. There you go. Wonderful. Well, Amber, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time every Tuesday. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That is Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. My guest, as I mentioned, every Tuesday on our Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment, KSJE's commitment to animal welfare in our community. Every Tuesday, 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for joining me this morning, everyone. Have a great Tuesday. Don't forget, Roving with the Arts. Mick Hess is back after the news at 9 o'clock. This is KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.